Well, we're thankful to be together again this evening.
我们今天晚上带着感激的心，我们再一次聚集。
And I'd like for us to turn again to the second letter that Peter wrote.
我们请一起翻到彼得后书。
Second Peter chapter 3.
彼得后书第三章。
We'll read again verses 10 through 13.
彼得后书第三章第十到第十三节。
But the day of the Lord will come like a thief.In which the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burned up. Since all these things are to be destroyed in this way, what sort of people ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, on account of which the heavens will be destroyed by burning, and the elements will melt with intense heat?But according to His promise, we are looking for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells.
彼得后书第三章第十到十三节，但主的日子要像贼来到一样，那日天必大有声响，废去，有形质的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要烧尽了。这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人该当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔。切切仰望神的日子来到，在那日天被火烧就消化了，有形质的都要被烈火融化，但我们照他的应许盼望新天新地，有义居在其中。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we do rejoice to be together in your presence.
主，我们在你的面前，我们欢喜快乐。
And Lord, as we just sang, we desire to learn more of you this evening.
主，像我们刚才唱到的，我们盼望我们能够更多的认识你。
And Lord, we know that there are many obstacles that would try to keep us from beholding more of you.
主，有很多的阻拦来阻止我们来看到你的更多的自己。
But we're thankful for the victory that we have in you.
但是我们在你里面我们已经得胜。
We're thankful that as we gather declaring that Jesus Christ is Lord over this time.
我们感谢你，我们一起聚集，我们在这里宣告耶稣基督是主。
And that in Christ we have every provision for our spirit, our soul, and our body.
在基督里面我们有所有的供应，无论是我们的灵魂体都得供应。
And Lord, even though many things would come against this time, we can say no to those in Christ.
虽然有很多事情来反对我们，但是我们要在基督里面我们对他们说不。
And yes, that all that you have for us.
我们在你为我们预备的我们都说是。
We're so thankful, Lord, that it is still called today.
主，我们感谢你，你还在呼召我们。
It's still called today, and we have an opportunity to hear your voice.
你还在呼召我们，让我们有机会能听你的声音。
And we would come in that spirit of Samuel, saying, "Speak, Lord, thy servants are listening."
我们是照着撒母耳的心思，我们来到你的面前，说主，请说，我们静听。
In thy name we pray, Amen.
奉主的名祷告 ，Amen. Amen.
As we shared last night, as we look at these verses in 2 Peter.
我们昨天交通到彼得后书第二章。
We see Peter talking about many very dramatic events.
我们看到彼得讲了很多有戏剧性的事件。
Talks about a thief coming.
他提到有贼来到。
The earth melting.
看到地在融化。
The intense heat.
那无限的热量。
And all of these dramatic events that will occur in the end times.
这些剧烈的事件在末世里面发生。
But was this really Peter's major burden?
但是这是不是彼得的负担呢？
What was really upon his heart?
在他的心里面到底是什么样的
负担? And what we've seen is upon Peter's heart was our condition.
我们在彼得的心上面我们看到我们自己的光景。
That we as the people of God would be in that place of walking in a holy conduct and godliness.
我们作为神的百姓，我们是不是在那里为人要敬虔和圣洁?
With one purpose in view.
只有在我们目标里面只有一个目的。
Of hastening his return.
就是催促他的回来。
And we have the question set before us.
我们在我们面前有这么一个问题。
Are we those that are hastening his return or are we hindering his return?
我们是在那里催促他的回来还是在那里阻拦他的回来。
And all of our hearts say we want to be those that hasten his return.
我们的心里面愿意说我们愿意催促他的回来。
So we desire that the Lord would continue to teach us.
我们渴望神主在那里教导我们。
That he would conform us unto his image.
他把我们来磨成他的形象。
That we could be a people of holy conduct and godliness.
我们可以有圣洁和敬虔的做圣洁和敬虔的百姓。
That our walk and our character would be in line with his desire.
我们的行为和我们的性格和他的一样。
And to help us get a better understanding of this.
他能帮助我们对他有更好的理解。
We've been looking at our Lord's first coming.
我们就看到他第一次来的时候。
And we haven't been looking at our Lord's first coming just from a historical perspective.
我们不是只是单单的从历史的角度来看。
But we want to learn from those times.
我们愿意从那个时刻我们来学到。
Because in the midst of all of the outward show and pomp and circumstance of that era,
因为在那个时代，你看见虽然外面有很多的各种那样的表现。
There was a small remnant there that was welcoming our Lord's first coming.
在那里有一群小小的一群移民，他们在欢迎主的来到。
And we see within each one of them, there's a character, there's a nature within them that hastened his return.
我们看到在那些人里面，每一个人的里面都有一个性格来带来了主的在主来临。
That hastened his first coming.
他们催促他第一次的来。
And we see within that.
我们在那里面我们可以看到
much for us to learn,
我们有很多可以学到
that we want to have a teachable heart,
我们愿意有一颗受教的心
that just as the Lord worked within these few small insignificant ones,
当主在那些渺小的不被注意的人中间做工的时候
the Lord can be working within us,
我们的主也愿意主在我们的里面工作
because we see many similar conditions between today and our Lord's first coming,
因为我们看我们的今天和那个时候有很多的相似之处
And our Lord, when he first came to this earth,
主当他第一次来到地上
we know that in Jerusalem there was much outward activity.
我们看到在耶路撒冷有很多外在的行为
The temple had been rebuilt by Herod.
圣殿刚刚被希律建立
And it was actually more grandiose than Solomon's temple.
它比所罗门的圣殿更加雄伟
But as we said, it had a beauty, but it didn't have the glory there.
但是我们只是看在它有外在的美丽，但是没有里面的荣耀
Today, in the days we're living in,
但是在就是在我们今天活的日子
We can see much outward activity going on in the name of the Lord.
我们也看见奉主的名有更多有很多的行动在进行着
We can see a lot of grand works.
我们看见外面有很多一些宏大的一些工作
Outwardly they can look beautiful.
他们从外表看很美丽
Oh, but is the glory of the Lord there?
但是是不是神的荣耀在里面
And what is that glory of the Lord?
神的荣耀在哪里
It's where his heart is satisfied.
那就是当他心满意足的时候
It's where he can find a place of home and rest.
如果当他能够找到一个地方能够安息的时候
Oh, sometimes we can have so much activity in his name.
我们有时候奉他的名我们做很多的事
But do we really have him in his presence?
但是我们有没有有他的同在
That was the tragedy within our Lord's first coming.
在主第一次来的时候，那个就是一个很不幸的事情。
There were many there that were holding to an outward form of godliness.
在外面有很多在外表敬虔的光景。
They had the whole sacrificial system going on.
他们有整个的这个祭祀的系统。
All of the priests were there functioning.
所有的祭司们都在那里工作。
Oh, but they were so far from his heart.
但是他们离他的心是何等的远。
But praise God in the midst of that.
赞美主。赞美神在那里面
There were some there that were ready for his coming.
有一些人在他们预备好了他的来。
And this is the Lord's desire today.
这就是我们主的心愿。
Yes, the Lord desires that we would all be ready.
主的心愿就是我们每一个人都预备好。
But as we see from the scriptures,
但是当我们看圣经的时候
quite often not all are ready.
但是不是所有的人都已经预备好。
But there's that remnant there that welcomes him in.
但是有那么一个渔民，他们在欢迎他的来的。
And it's important for us, brothers and sisters, to remember this.
弟兄姊妹们，对我们来说，我们要记得这件事情。
The Lord's heart is for everybody.
因为主的心，他是为了每一个人。
And who is the remnant's heart for?
但是那些渔民，他们的心是向着什么
？The remnant doesn't consider them some elite group.
他们那些渔民不觉得自己是很高贵的一群
But they're there standing for the Lord's heart.
但是他们站在那里是为了主的心
That the fullness of all he's desiring could be recovered.
愿意他的心愿的完全被恢复
And we're thankful as we look at the beginning of the New Testament.
当我们看到这个新约的前部
That even though the Lord had been silent for 400 years,
虽然神已经400多年没有说话
He was still working.
但是他还在那里做工
He was working in a hidden way.
他在那里隐藏着做工。
And he had been working in certain lives.
他在某一些人的生命里面做工。
And these lives were there to welcome his first coming.
那些生命他们已经预备好欢迎他的来临。
Let's turn again to Luke chapter 1.
我们一起翻到路加福音第一章。
As we saw there last night in Luke chapter 1.
我们昨天晚上我们看路加福音第一章。
When our Lord came upon this earth.
当我们主来到这个地上
And even before he actually came,
在他来以前,
there were those that were preparing the way for the Lord.
有一些人就在为主预备道路。
These ones in the world's eyes, they were insignificant.
这些人在世人的眼里面, 他们不重要。
Probably nobody in Jerusalem knew of an Elizabeth or Zacharias.
也许在耶路撒冷, 没有人知道撒, 撒加利亚和伊丽莎伯。
Who ever heard of a Joseph or a Mary?
谁听到过约瑟和玛利亚呢?
An Anna or a Simeon?
谁听过西缅和亚拿?
Many looked at an Anna just as an old lady there every day in the temple.
很多人看着亚拿只是一个在每天在圣殿里面那么一个老妇人。
And what were these shepherds?
那些牧人呢?
They were just there, faithful, caring for the sheep.
他们只是在那里忠心的牧羊。
But there's much that we can learn from them.
但是从他们中间我们可以学到很多。
Because as we shared last night,
因为我们昨天晚上提到,
one of the things we see within these dear ones
我们看到在那些可爱的人的里面,
was that they were faithful in their daily lives.
就是他们在他们每天的生活里面忠心。
Right where the Lord had them.
就是主把他们放在那个地方。
Right where the Lord, whatever He had them doing.
主让他们做那些事情,
whether it was at home,
不管是在家里面,
whether it was in the temple,
不管是在圣殿里面,
whether it was out in the field,
不管是在野地里面,
they were faithful with what God had put in their hands.
他们在把主放在他们手上的工作上面忠心,
and they continued on in daily life.
他们每天的生活里面就是这样生活。
Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters.
但是感谢主,
in the midst of their daily life,
在他们每天的生活的里面,
they could still hear the Lord.
他们还可以听见主的声音。
And can we still hear the Lord in the midst of our daily lives?
我们在我们每天的生活里面能不能听见主的声音?
So many voices out there.
我们外面有那么多的声音,
voices pulling us this way and that way.
声音把我们往各个方向,各个角度来带领。
Do we know the voice of our master?
但是我们听不听得见我们主人的声音?
We're supposed to. It says, my sheep will know my voice.
我们是应该听得到, 因为我们说, 我的羊能听不听见我的声音。
Are we those in this day that really have that relationship with him to know his voice?
我们今天,我们有没有这样的一个关系, 我们能听见他的声音?
They praise God, these ones, they had that relationship with him.
赞美神, 那些人是和他有这样的关系。
As we saw in Elizabeth,
我们看以利沙伯,
we saw how Elizabeth for many, many faithful years had that hidden life with him.
我们看见以利沙伯在他里面隐藏了那么多年日。
She went through those years of being misunderstood.
她在那么多年日里面她被误解。
She wasn't offended when it appeared that God was not answering their prayers.
当她觉得主没有听她的祷告的时候, 她们一点也没有被冒犯。
But there came that day,
但是那一天来了,
when she testified, the Lord has taken away my reproach.
她在那里做见证说, 主已经把我的羞耻除掉。
She was faithful in the midst of being misunderstood.
她虽然被误解, 但是她仍旧忠心。
Oh, what a precious testimony she was.
这是何等奇妙的一个见证。
And the same with Zacharias.
我们也看到撒加利亚。
We know that most of us, when we think of Zacharias, we think of how he questioned that angel.
当我们想到撒加利亚, 我们经常想到他在那里问那个天使。
And when he questioned the angel, then the angel said, you're not going to speak until John is born.
当他怀疑天使的时候, 天使就说, 你直到约翰生下来以前你不能说话。
But praise God.
但是赞美神。
Zacharias learned through that time of discipline.
撒加利亚就在那个管教里面他学习功课。
He wasn't disqualified for his unbelief.
他不是因为他的不信, 他被免去资格。
Yes, he shouldn't have reacted the way he did to that angel.
是的, 他实在不应该像那天使那样怀疑。
But that did not disqualify him from being of use to the Lord.
但是那个没有让他能够来, 从主侍奉主的资格上面拿去。
And I find this a great encouragement in my life.
我看到这对于我的生命里面是一个极大的鼓励。
Because so often when we really mess up,
很多时候我们做错事情,
when we miss the Lord totally,
当我们真的是我们没有注意到我们的主,
when I do what Mac wants to do and not what the Lord wants to do,
我只是想做我要做的, 而不是神要我做的,
I'm so thankful for the blood of the Lamb that cleanses us from all of our sins and unrighteousness.
我实在要感谢那靠着羔羊的血洗净我们一切的罪和一切的不义。
The Lord doesn't disqualify us,
主他没有,
but he makes a way to recover us.
他是在那里找一条路,
and to bring us back in.
来把我们带到他面前,
and to continue on in that race.
让我们在那个奔跑上面我们继续,
and learning of him. Praise God, Zacharias shows us that heart of one that's teachable, learning of the Lord.
赞美主, 他在那里撒加利亚就让我们看到在神面前有一颗受教的心。
And would we have that spirit of teachability within us?
我们有没有这样一颗受教的灵?
So as we continue tonight,
我们今天晚上我们继续,
let's look at Mary's life.
我们看玛利亚的生命。
Now we can start by looking at Mary in Luke chapter 1 verse 26.
我们从路加福音第一章二十六节读起。
We look at we'll read verses 26 down to 38.
我们从二十六节读到三十八节。
Now we hope everybody's done their homework.
我盼望每一个人都做了他们的家庭作业。
So these verses will be familiar to us.
这些经文对我们很熟悉。
And Mary, as the scripture writes, starting in verse 26.
从第二十六节开始。
Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the descendants of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming in, he said to her, Hail, favored one, the Lord is with you. But she was greatly troubled at this statement and kept pondering what kind of salutation this might be.And the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And his kingdom will have no end. And Mary said to the angel,How can this be, since I am a virgin? And the angel answered and said to her, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And for that reason, the holy offspring shall be called the Son of God. And behold, even your relative Elizabeth has also conceived a son in her old age. And she who was called barren is now in her sixth month. For nothing will be impossible with God. And Mary said,Behold, the bondslave of the Lord, be it done to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her.
路加福音一章二十六到三十八节，到了第六个月，天使加百列奉神的差遣，往加利利的一座城去，这城名叫拿撒勒，到一个童女那里，是已经许配大卫家的一个人，名叫约瑟，童女的名字叫做玛利亚。天使进去对她说，蒙大恩的女子，我问你安，主和你同在了。玛利亚因这话就很惊慌，又反复思想这样问安是什么意思。天使对他说，玛利亚不要怕，你在神面前已经蒙恩了，你要怀孕生子，可以给他起名叫耶稣，他要为大，称为至高者的儿子，主神要把他主大卫的位给他，他要做雅各家的王，直到永远，他的国也没有穷尽。玛利亚对天使说，我还没有出嫁，怎么有这样的事呢？天使回答说，圣灵要临到你身上，至高者的能力要荫庇你，因此你所要生的圣者必称为神的儿子。况且你的亲戚以利沙伯在年老的时候也怀了男胎，就是那素来称为不生育的，现在有孕六个月了。因为出于神的话，没有一句不带能力的。玛利亚说，我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。天使就离开他去了。
Now as we're introduced to Mary here,
这里就把玛利亚介绍给我们。
It's good for us to remember that Mary was at probably about 15 years of age.
大家要记得，玛利亚在这个时候大概只有十五岁的样子。
At that point in time, that was when many got engaged and were getting married.
在那个时候，大概大家在这个年纪结婚。
And the Lord had a need at this time.
但是主在这个时候他就有一个需要。
And as he was looking around for a young virgin.
他在那里就到处找一个童女。
Someone who was pure and set apart unto the Lord.
那个人一定要是纯洁的，是为主分别出来的。
Now we have to remember also.
我们还要记得。
The Lord just didn't by happenstance choose Mary.
主在那里并不是随机的就拣选了玛利亚。
He didn't have a lottery one evening.
他不是有那么一个彩票。
And pull Mary's name out of the hat.
他不是把从那个帽子里面把那个彩票拿出来。
No, he already knew Mary.
他已经知道玛利亚。
And Mary knew him.
玛利亚也知道他。
They had a relationship.
他们中间有一个关系。
We can see later on, and we'll talk about how she knew the Lord and she knew the Scripture.
我们看后面，我们就看到他是如何的认识主，认他也知道圣经。
And the Lord was looking for that right vessel.
我们的主就在那里找那么合适的器皿。
God the Father was looking for that right vessel who he could trust his beloved Son to.
我们的父神就在那里找一个合用的器皿，可以把他的爱子来交托。
What a trust the Lord was putting in a Mary.
我们的神是把如何何等的信任放在玛利亚里面。
And imagine such a young girl.
你就想象这么一个年轻的妇女。
She had probably never had this much trust before in her life.
她也许在她的生活里面从来没有得到过这么大的重托。
But she had that heart relationship with the Lord.
但是她有这样的一个心和主有这么样一个关系。
And he came and he found Mary.
神就来到这里就找到了玛利亚。
Now it's interesting also.
而且非常有意思。
Where was Mary living?
玛利亚生活在哪里？
She was living in Galilee.
她在加利利。
Wasn't living in Judah.
他没有在犹大。
We would say, oh, someone that the Lord would have to use would have to be from Judah.
我们说主要用的人一定会在犹大。
And they would have to be from Jerusalem.
一定会是在耶路撒冷。
Oh, no, but she was just from Nazareth.
不，她只是在拿撒勒。
And we know how what Nathanael said later on, how nothing good comes out of Nazareth.
我们知道后来拿但业说从拿撒勒里面能有什么好的出来呢？
Actually, Nazareth had a pretty bad reputation.
因为拿撒勒确实有很不好的名声。
There was a lot of immorality there.
在那里有很多的不圣不洁。
They phrase it very nice in some commentaries. They call it moral laxity.
虽然他在有些那个圣经的评论里面说他们有很多这个淫乱。
But that means,
不道德。
That means there was a lot of loose living, a lot of loose women in this town.
但是在那里面有很多不道德的妇人，不道德的生活。
But in the midst of this corrupt, evil town.
但是就是在那里一个腐败的一个小城镇。
There was one pure vessel.
但是那里有一个纯净的一个器皿。
And I think this is something we can overlook so quickly when we read the scripture.
说当我们读圣经的时候我们很容易就把这个点忽略掉。
We can think someone like a Mary led an isolated life.
我们有时候会想象玛利亚是活着一个分别出来的生活。
But no, she was in the world, but she wasn't of the world.
但是不她是在那个地的世界但是她不属于这个世界。
She was faced with all the temptations that a young girl would face.
她也面临了很多那些年轻的妇人他们所遇到的试探。
Her friends would say, "Hey, come on, let's go to this party and have a great time."
她朋友们会叫她说，走，让我们去那里欢乐吧。
Her friends would try to line her up with a boyfriend.
她的朋友会给她介绍男朋友。
There's this good-looking guy over here.
说你看这里有一个长得很英俊的一个小伙子。
Oh, he's about 6'2".
他长得又高又大。
Dark hair.
而且是有深色的头发。
Jewish, so he'd have olive skin, really beautiful.
那看起来是。棕色的皮肤确实很漂亮。
Oh, and Mary, he likes you.
哦，玛利亚她确实也很喜欢你。
Oh, if you go with him,
如果你跟他一起
，you'll be set for life.
你这个一生就搞定了。
So many temptations. We know how there's nothing new under the sun.
我们知道在那个时候也有很多的试探，因为在这个地上没有在阳光之下没有新事。
Some of the circumstances might change.
虽然环境可以变化
，but the temptations of the lust of the flesh, they're still there.
但是那个眼目的情欲和肉体的私欲不会变，他们也在那里。
And we have to believe that Mary, she had to go through these.
我们也要相信玛利亚，她也要经历这些。
But praise God, she wasn't caught by the world.
但是感谢神，她没有被这些事情抓住她的心。
She was captured by the Lord.
她是被主自己来抓住。
And she was saying no to all of the things that would come in upon her.
他对于那些所有加到他身上的事情都说不。
She was saying no, as we talked about last night, in a positive way.
但是他在是带着一个积极的态度说不。
Because she was saying yes to the Lord.
因为他是对着主要说是。
She had found that one of greater value.
因为他找到了有更大价值的一位。
That she saw that nothing in the world was worth losing her virginity just for a moment of pleasure.
因为他觉得在这个地上没有什么东西能值得他来丧失他的童
真。She was captured by the Lord. She was going to keep herself pure.
因为他在被主抓住，他要为神来纯真。
And the Lord was able to find that right vessel.
我们的神也能找到这么一个正确的器皿。
Now, as we said, Mary was a young girl.
我们也说到玛利亚只是一个年轻的
姑娘。Still living in the home of her parents.
她还是住在她父母的家里面。
And we have to believe that one of the things that showed forth her righteousness.
我们也要知道这一件事情来显出她的公义来。
Was her obedience to her parents.
是她对她父母的顺服。
Now, none of the young people like it when I start talking about this part.
当我开始讲这一段的时候，我们的年轻人都不大喜欢听。
But there is this thing called obedience to parents.
但是有这么一件事情，你要对你的父母来顺从。
And it didn't originate with me, so don't get mad at me.
这不是从我这里出来的，你不要对我发怒。
We're just a messenger.
我只是在这里传信息。
But the Lord, He has a purpose in that.
但是我们的主在那里面，他有一个目标。
But this is something we don't realize till we're about 35 or 40 years old.
只是当我们到35岁、40岁的时候，我们才认识到
that actually our parents were pretty smart back then.
那个时候我们的父母其实是很聪明的。
When we're young, like at Mary's age, we don't think they know anything.
当我们年轻的时候，我们像玛利亚那么大的时候，我们觉得他们什么也不懂。
They don't understand this culture.
他们不懂我们周围的文化。
They don't understand the new pressures of life.
他们也不知道我们生活里面的压力。
My parents, they just don't understand why I've got to spend 12 hours a day on Facebook.
他们不知道我为什么要花12个小时在Facebook上面。
And they say, oh, I can only do this amount of time.
他只是说我只能花这么一点时间。
How unreasonable of them.
他们实在是不同情理。
They just don't understand.
他们实在是不懂我。
Yes, they do.
但是他们实在是懂。
And this is one of the testimonies in Mary's life.
这就是玛利亚她在生命里的一个见证。
She was faithful within her home.
因为他在家里面他也是忠心,
including being obedient to her parents.
包括他对他的父母来顺从,
and whatever the chores or whatever she was called to do,
不管他的父母叫他做什么的杂物,
the Lord found a vessel that he could use.
我们的主就在那里找到一个这样合用的器皿。
Because oftentimes when Mary learned obedience from the things that she suffered,
因为我们知道当他从他所忍受的事情上学到顺从的时候,
she would want to do something.
他也愿意做一些事情。
Parents would say no.
他的父母说不。
And as she submitted to that,
当他顺从下来,
came under that,
他顺服下来,
she saw and she learned of the Lord in a greater way.
他就在那,
how precious it is.
他在那里更多地学会了主,
这是多么的宝贵。 And how, because of the vessel that had been prepared,
就是因为那样一个宝贵的器皿,
we see in verse 28,
我们在28节里面,
where that angel could come and say, Hail, favored one, the Lord is with you.
在那里说,我问你安,主和你同在了。
Now the angel doesn't worship Mary.
那个天使没有在那里敬拜玛利亚。
He doesn't pray to Mary.
他没有在那里向玛利亚祷告。
He just simply comes and addresses her.
他只是在那里对他说话。
And she's troubled.
他就很惊慌。
Now, it's interesting as you look at the angels, as the angel speaks in these two chapters.
你就看见天使在这个第一、第二章里面说话。
As he speaks to Zacharias,
当他和撒迦利亚说话,
as he speaks to Mary,
当他和玛利亚说话,
and later on when he speaks to the shepherds,
当后来他和那些牧羊人说话,
what does the angel always have to say?
这个天使他总是说什么?
Don't be afraid.
他说你不要怕,
which is pretty natural.
很自然,
I mean, if you're, there's Mary in her home just going about her daily activities,
如果你是玛利亚, 只是在你家里面做一些家务的时候,
and all of a sudden, poof, there's this angel.
突然有这么一个天使在你面前,
I think if she wasn't afraid, I'd be more concerned for her.
如果她不怕的话,
but the angel understands.
但是那个天使他知道,
because God understands.
因为神知道,
and he's always there to comfort.
因为他总是在那里安慰她,
and she was so troubled.
她在那里很惊慌,
you know, because it's a little, what the angel told her.
因为那个天使向她说了一些话,
when he said, Hail, favored one.
她说,我问你安,蒙大恩的女子,
I mean, she looked at herself and she saw she was nothing in her own eyes.
当她看她自己, 她觉得她自己什么也不是。
Who am I?
她说,我是谁?
What's this angel looking at?
为什么这个天使这样看我?
Oh, but outwardly she might not have been anything.
也许在外表上她实在什么也不是。
But inwardly there was a nobility.
但是在他的里面有那么一个尊贵,
a nobility that could bring in the King of Kings.
那个尊贵可以带进来万王之王。
Because she was of David's lineage.
因为她是大卫的子孙。
Both her and Joseph were of the house of David.
她和约瑟都是大卫的后裔。
And there came this point in time where God desired to bring his son to this earth.
在那个时候, 神要把他的爱子带到这个地上。
And what is the Lord looking for?
我们的主在寻找什么?
He's always looking inside at the heart.
他总是在心里面找。
Not at the outward condition,
不是从外面的光景上去寻找,
but the heart condition.
而是心里面的光景。
And he found that in a Mary.
他在玛利亚里面就看到了。
Oh, and praise God for that.
哦,赞美神。
As we look at what the angel spoke to her,
当我们看这个天使对他说话的时候,
he said, you're going to have this child.
他说你要有这么一个孩子。
And it's going to be the Son of God.
他说那是要作为神的儿子。
And it's just, I can't imagine what all she's going through to receive this from this angel.
你实在是不能想象在她的脑子里面到底都在想什么。
And she says, well, how's this going to be?
她说这怎么可能?
How's this going to be? Because I'm a virgin, I'm a young girl.
怎么可能我只是一个童女,童真女。
And the angel graciously explains to her.
但是这个天使就那么向她解释。
Now remember back at Zacharias,
你记得在撒迦利亚的时候,
he says, Outwardly, he says almost the exact same words as Mary does.
他在外面上好像说了同样的话。
When the angel came to Zacharias and said, you and Elizabeth are going to have a child.
当天使跟他说,你和伊丽莎白要有一个孩子。
He says, how can this be? We're so old.
他说,怎么可能我们已经这么老了。
When it comes to Mary, the angel says, you're going to have a son.
当他们来到玛利亚面前说,你要有一个儿子。
He says, how can this be? I'm a virgin.
他说,怎么可能我还是一个童女。
But Zacharias got rebuked and disciplined.
但是看到撒迦利亚是受到了责备。
But Mary didn't.
但是玛利亚没有。
What was the difference there?
中间有什么差别?
Again, it comes back to the heart.
我们还是要回到心里面。
Zacharias' question was coming from unbelief.
我们看到撒迦利亚,他是因为他不信。
But Mary had a genuineness to her question.
但是玛利亚确实有这么一个,
there was an honesty there.
在他里面有一个诚实,
and this is a great lesson for us. As we go through this Christian life, and the Lord speaks to us,
当主向我们说话,
He never rebukes us for an honest, sincere question.
当我们有诚实的, 诚恳的问题的时候,
when He speaks to us in a way, we see something in His Word and we don't understand it.
当我们看见他的话, 我们不懂的时候,
oh, how He loves us to come back and say, Lord, I don't understand this.
他愿意我们来到他的面前说, 主, 我实在是不懂。
Not questioning Him in a spirit of rebellion or unbelief.
我们不是带着不信, 我们来在那里怀疑他。
But it's, Lord, I know who you are.
我们说, 主, 我知道你是谁。
I know your word is true.
我们知道你的话是对的。
Not questioning any of that.
我们没有疑问这样的问题。
But I don't understand how this is going to work.
但是我实在是不知道这该怎么样的工作。
And the Lord, in His gracious way, He explained to Mary.
主就蛮有恩典的向玛利亚在解释。
And in His gracious way, He explains to us.
他就也带着这样蛮有恩典的方式来向我们解释。
How the Lord loves to have honest questions from His children.
主是何等的愿意在他的儿女里面有诚实的问题。
Most parents can relate to this.
我们很多的父母我们也可以有这样的感觉。
Because you know when your children come and ask you a question.
如果你的儿女来你面前问一个问题。
You know, now kids, the parents have censors.
就是父母不应该来责难他们。
They have this censor that when you come and ask a question, an antenna goes up.
我们要有一个灵感的一个天线，当我们他来到我们面前，我们的天线就伸出来。
And somehow they can magically tell.
也许他们马上就可以神奇的他们知道。
The motive of your question.
他就知道你的这个问题的动机。
If when you're asking, oh, can I do this?
你如果这样问，你说我能不能做这件事呢？
Can I go over to so and so's house?
你说我能不能到这个人的家里面去？
Somehow those antennas.
我们这个天线就伸出来。
They said, why do they want to go over there?
我们的天线就让我们问我们，他为什么愿意去那个地方去？
And what's the answer?
答案是什么？
I want to go over and study.
他说我要去那里去学习。
That's always, you always want to go somewhere and study. That always works with your parents.
他总是说我要去那里学习。 对你父母来说总是有效的。
But somehow those antennas and sensors that your parents have, they see through that.
但是我们的这个天线和我们的感受器，我们能一直看穿他的回答。
Because they know that John just got a new Xbox.
因为他知道那个约翰他只是买了一个新的Xbox.
Latest version.
是最新的游戏机。
And you want to go play with that.
你只是想去跟他玩而已。
And you're busted.
你戳穿了。
Whereas if you just go and ask,
如果你只是去，你去问这个问题。
Can I go over and play with the Xbox?
你说我能不能去和这样一起玩这个游戏？
They might say no.
他们也许会说不。
But they might say yes.
但是他们也许会说是。
There's an honesty there.
你要带着诚实。
And this is what Mary had.
这就是玛利亚所有的。
She honestly went to the Lord.
她就带着诚实来到神的面前。
And she asked that question.
她就问这个问题。
And the Lord took that time and explained to her.
我们的主就在那里花时间向他解释。
Oh, and then after the Lord shared with Mary all that was upon his heart and what was going to happen,
当主真的是和玛利亚交通到他将来要发生的事情。
We see verse 38.
我们看到第38节。
And this is one of the most precious responses we'll see in the scripture.
这是我们在圣经里面我们看到一个最宝贝的一个回应。
Mary has this testimony.
玛利亚有这个见证。
Behold the bondslave of the Lord, be it done to me according to your word.
他说我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。
What a beautiful submission for a young girl.
这是从一个年轻的女孩里面多么美丽的一个顺从。
What a beautiful submission for anyone of any age.
不管是多大的年纪，这是多么美丽的一个顺从。
Because She was offering herself as that bond slave, that love slave to the Lord. It was a free will response of love. She was captured by him. And she said, be it done to me according to thy word. Now she had no idea what was ahead of her. But she was willing to go through it. She was willing to give up everything for the Lord. Because if she was, as she was going to have this child, and she was out of wedlock,
哦, 她还是没有结婚,
it could mean that she would be stoned.
可能会被石头打死,
they would kill her. It could mean that Joseph wouldn't want to have anything to do with her anymore.
也许约瑟就再也不愿意和她有交往,
she didn't know what people's reaction would be.
她不知道人的反应会是什么,
but she didn't consider, she didn't despise the shame that might be associated with it.
但是他在那里轻视他面前要受的耻辱,
the loss of reputation,
这样他要他的名声上的耻,
the relationships that she had with friends and family,
他和朋友和家庭的关系,
because we know that she had to suffer,
我们知道他一定要在那里受苦,
because in John 8 the Lord is even accused of being born of fornication,
因为我们知道在约翰福音第八章里面说到主是从私生子,
Mary in that same spirit of Moses,
玛利亚就经历了同样像摩西一样的,
it testified Moses considered the reproach of Christ greater than all the riches and treasures of Egypt.
他就轻看, 为了为主受苦的缘故轻看埃及所有的荣耀,
Mary considered the riches of knowing the Lord far greater than any shame or anything she would have to go through.
玛利亚就把他认为他认识主当, 看作比他所有要经历的那些苦难都要更重,
she didn't know what was ahead of her,
她不知道在他面前要经历什么,
but she knew who was ahead of her,
但是她知道谁在她的面前,
she knew his way was best,
她知道她的道路总是最好的.
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
do we, at this point in Mary's life,
在玛利亚生活的这一段时光,
there was many things in this world that she probably did love.
在她的周围可能有许多事情她爱,
I'm sure she loved her parents.
我们知道她爱她的父母,
we know she loved Joseph.
我们知道她爱约瑟,
but she didn't allow that natural affection to hinder her from giving herself completely to the Lord.
她没有让她天然的那些爱来, 阻止她把自己交给神.
Do we have things in this world that hinder us?
我们在这个地上有没有来阻碍我们的?
And would the Holy Spirit search us that we could be set free of those, to be, that we would come to that place that Mary came?
愿意圣灵查验我们, 让我们把那些东西放弃, 让我们能像玛利亚一样。
Lord, we're your bondservants.
主我们是你的仆人,
be it done to me according to thy word.
照你的心意成就在我的身上。
Oh, this is an abandon to the Lord.
这个不是, 放弃主。
And it's so wonderful after this visitation of the angel that Mary goes and visits Elizabeth.
我们看到在天使访问了玛利亚以后, 她就去访问伊丽莎伯。
Now you see this in verses 39 to 45.
你看到39到45节。
We know that Elizabeth is already 6 months pregnant.
我们知道伊丽莎伯已经怀孕6个月了。
And Mary goes up there and visits Elizabeth.
玛利亚就去那里慰问访问她。
And as soon as Mary walks in the house,
当玛利亚刚进到房子里面,
that little John the Baptist still in the womb, he just jumps around.
那个施洗约翰他还在他妈妈的肚子里面,
and
Elizabeth就跳来跳去。
Elizabeth is filled with the Holy Spirit.
因为以利沙伯也被圣灵, 圣灵充满。
And how, what a precious time they had.
他们在一起有了何等宝贝的时间。
Now, Stella and I have talked at times.
我的妻子和我有时候在谈话。
There are certain things in the scripture you wish you were a fly on the wall.
有在圣经里面你真的盼望你像在墙上的苍蝇一样。
I'm testing my brother here. So that you could hear the conversations.
你就可以听见他们的谈话。
How would, wouldn't you have loved to just heard the conversations between Mary and Elizabeth? Because look at verse 45.
你看45节,
now this is Elizabeth speaking of the joy that's coming out of her because of what's going on in Mary.
她就是以利沙伯所说的, 她看到玛利亚发生在玛利亚身上的事情。
And it says, and blessed is she, that's speaking of Mary, who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what had been spoken to her by the Lord.
她说到这相信的女子是有福的, 因为主对她所说的话都要应验。
Oh, how Elizabeth can see what, how Mary has responded and believed the Lord in faith.
因为我们看到伊丽莎伯,她可以看到玛利亚是怎么样带着信来接受主。
And then Mary burst forth with this magnificent song.
玛利亚就在那里发出她心里的诗歌。
And that's really from verse 46 down to 55.
从46到第55节。
And that whole song there is simply scriptures.
你看到这个诗歌整个就是诗篇。
She knew the word of God.
她认识神的话。
As a young girl, whenever she heard the word of God read in the synagogue,
当她在这个会堂里面每次听到神的话,
when she heard it read at different places,
她在不同的地方听到,
she was taking it in,
她就把它记住,
listening to that word,
她就听下来,
and allowing the Lord to speak and form that word within her heart.
她就愿意让主在她的心里面把那些话成形。
Oh, how we need to allow that word to be formed within us.
我们多么盼望那些话在我们的心里面能扎根。
I feel that when Mary offered up this prayer,
当玛利亚把这个祷告献上的时候,
she wasn't sitting there with her iPad looking up verses.
她不是在那里用iPad在找她的圣经。
Oh, what's a good worship verse?
她说,我找一找到底什么是好的一个赞美的话。
Oh, no, these came right from her heart.
自己马上就从她的心里面发出。
Pouring forth praise to the Lord.
她就把她的赞美从心里面向主发出来。
Oh, would we treasure His word within our hearts?
哦,我们是何等的要宝贝她的话语。
As we look at Mary, we see this is one who hastened the coming of the Lord. Many lessons in her life. But there's another encouraging aspect of Mary. If you look at verse 29, we see this repeated several times in these chapters. When the angel spoke to her, verse 29, it says, she was greatly troubled at this statement and kept pondering what kind of salutation this might be.
当玛利亚听这个天使说话,她就很惊慌,又反复思想这样问安是什么意思。
And then look over in chapter 2, verse 19.
如果我们再看第二章19节的话,
this is when the shepherds were there visiting her.
当牧羊人来探访她的时候,
and Mary treasured up these things, pondering them in her heart.
第19节, 玛利亚却把这一切的事存在心里,
and later on in chapter 2, after they had gone to that visit to Jerusalem,
第二章后面,他们当他们从耶路撒冷回去的时候,
and we can see in verse 51,
我们看第51节,
it says, and he went down with them and came to Nazareth. He continued in subjection to them, and his mother treasured all these things in her heart.
他就同他们下去回到拿撒勒, 并且顺从他们, 他母亲把这一切的事都存在心里。
Mary might not have understood everything that was going on or everything that was being said.
玛利亚也许对周围发生的事情或对她说的话她不明白,
but she didn't ignore him. She held him and treasured him in your heart.
她没有忽略他们,只是把他珍藏在的心里面。
How often when we're reading the word,
什么经常我们读神的话的时候,
or we're reading maybe a book,
我们也许读一本书,
or someone shares something,
也许有人在这里交通,
we don't really understand it.
我们可能并不明白。
What do we do with that?
我们怎么办?
Do we just ignore it? And say, oh, that's beyond me, I don't understand it.
我就说,
or do we take that and treasure it in our heart? And say, Lord, would your Holy Spirit really breathe upon it and cause that to become real to me?
主,我们在那里说,主,你愿你的圣灵向我的心里面吹气,
throughout Mary's life,
我们看到在玛利亚的一生,
many of the things that were said to her during these first couple of chapters,
在这两节,两章圣经里面有很多事情向她说话,
she saw the reality and manifestation of them.
她就看到了这些事情的实现。
And then she would later on, she would say, oh, this is that.
后来她就说, 哦, 原来是这样。
This is what they spoke of.
这就是他们当初向我所说的。
And why could she bring it back to memory?
他怎么样能够把这些从他的记忆里面收藏起来？
Because she had been pondering it and considering it in her heart.
因为他在心里面反复的思想。
Oh, would we be those that would truly be meditators in this day?
我们今天要不要做这样一个思想者？
Meditation in this day is a lost art.
就是今天如果思想就是很少人默想。
I'm not talking about Eastern meditation and all of that transcendental stuff.
我不是说那些东方的那些迷信的那些人的默想。
But just simply meditating upon the Word of God.
而是在那里沉思默想神的话。
And allowing the Holy Spirit to speak. Lord, what are you saying here?
我们在那里问圣灵，你要向我说什么？
And then considering it day by day as we go through life.
当我们每天在那里生活的里面，我们每天在那里考虑。
So that at that point in time in our life, the Lord can bring it back.
在那天主就要把这件事情重新向我们提起。
This is a very precious characteristic of Mary.
这是玛利亚的一个非常重要的一个性格。
And this is a characteristic that we need in the end days.
这也是我们在这个末世我们所需要有的性格。
Because remember how the Lord says, in the end days, don't worry about what to say.
因为你记不记得主在说在末世的时候不要为你要所说的话担心。
When they bring you before those that are going to persecute you and give you all sorts of trouble,
你因为他要有很多的人在这里来迫害你。
Don't be anxious about what to say, because at that hour I'll tell you what to say.
你不要担忧你要说什么，因为在那个时候我会告诉你。
And how is the Lord able to do that?
我们的主怎么样能这样做？
Because through our life we put the Word in our hearts.
因为我们把他的话存在心里面。
And then at that moment in time,
在那个时候。
The Holy Spirit can bring forth that word of life.
圣灵就能把这个话带出我们的生命。
Oh, let us be those that are treasuring and pondering the word of God.
让我们做那些来珍藏和思想神的话的人。
As Mary did, so that we could hasten the Lord's coming.
就像玛利亚一样，我们可以来催促神的回主的回来。
Now let's go ahead and look at Joseph for a little bit.
我们再看一看约瑟。
Now for Joseph, we're going to have to go back to Matthew chapter 1.
我们要看约瑟的话，我们要回到马太福音第一章。
Matthew chapter 1 verse 19 describes Joseph.
马太福音第一章十九节就在这里叙述约瑟。
And it says, Joseph, her husband, being a righteous man, and not wanting to disgrace her, desired to put her away secretly.
她丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿意明明的羞辱她，想要暗暗的把她休了。
Now think about Joseph.
你就想一想约瑟。
Joseph is, as we know, that Joseph is that carpenter.
我们都知道约瑟是个木匠。
And he's a young man also. They may be about the same age. He might be a year or two older.
他也是那样的一个年轻人，也许比玛利亚大一两岁。
And he is there, and Mary comes running to him one day.
他在那里，因为看到玛利亚有一天就能冲到他的面前。
And she's got this big smile on her face.
他就面带很大的笑容。
And Joseph says, she must have some good news.
约瑟就说他一定会有好的消息。
And she comes and she runs in and she tells Joseph, I've got great news.
他就在那里跑进来对约瑟说，我有一个重大的消息要告诉你。
And he says, what is it?
他说是什么？
And she says, I'm pregnant.
他说我怀孕了。
And Joseph kind of goes, oh really?
约瑟一定要说真的吗？
It's not mine.
不是我的。
He says, tell me more about it.
他就说你能不能跟我讲一讲？
He said, well, this angel appeared to me.
他说那个天使向我显现。
And he said, the Holy Spirit's going to give me a baby.
他说圣灵要给我怀孕。
He's going to be the son of God.
要成为神的儿子。
Joseph saying, well, she's really lost it.
约瑟就说她一定是疯掉了。
You know, we need to put her away real quietly now.
我们真是要把她暗暗的休掉了。
You know, but Joseph, it says here, he was a righteous man.
这里说到约瑟是个义人。
Because he would be the one that would have to throw that first stone.
因为他要真正要在你扔第一块石头。
But he had that heart of compassion.
但是他在蛮有怜悯。
He would just want to put her away quietly.
他只是想暗暗地把她休了。
But then, Joseph, like most men, they still don't have any trouble sleeping.
约瑟就像大多数人男人一样，他晚上睡觉从来没有问题。
No matter what goes on, no matter all the troubles of life, a guy can go to sleep just like that.
我们不管周围有什么的困难，有什么的麻烦，我们的睡觉都睡得很好。
The wife is over there with all these problems. She says, "Wake up, wake up."
妻子在旁边肯定有很多的麻烦。
But Joseph goes on to sleep.
但是约瑟就那么睡着了。
Oh, and then the Lord speaks to him in a dream.
主就在梦里向他说话。
And tells him, confirms within this dream what's going to happen.
就跟他说，在这个梦里面印证将来要发生的事情。
That yes, Mary is going to have this child.
他说是的，玛利亚要将来要有一个儿子。
And this child is going to be Emmanuel, God with us.
这个就是叫以马内利，就是神与我们同在。
And then as you look at verse 24,
如果我们看24节。
It says, And Joseph arose from his sleep and did as the angel of the Lord commanded him and took her as his wife and kept her a virgin until he gave birth to a son. He called his name Jesus.
就说到约瑟醒了起来就遵着主使者的吩咐把妻子娶过来只是没有和他同房等他生了儿子就给他起名叫耶稣。
And what we see in Joseph is immediate obedience.
我们看到在约瑟的身上他有那么急速的顺从。
The angel of the Lord said, Joseph, marry her.
主的使者说你把她娶过来。
He woke up.
他醒了。
They had to rearrange all the wedding plans.
他就要改变他结婚的计划。
I don't know if the invitations had been printed.
我们知道他是不是把这个邀请信已经寄出来了。
And that date had already been set.
那个日期是不是已经定下来了。
But it had to be moved up.
但是要把他提
前。And they got married right away.
他马上就把妻子娶过来。
And so that they could...he would be that covering and protection for her.
他就在那里为玛利亚可以保护。
But still, they had to suffer some misunderstanding.
但是他们还要来这里忍受一些误解。
Because sometimes when wedding dates have to get moved up,
因为有时候当你要把婚姻提前的时候
there's generally just one reason.
只有一个原因。
But they were willing to be misunderstood.
但是他们愿意被误解。
For the sake of the testimony of Jesus.
是为了耶稣基督的见证。
To bring this one into the world.
要把这个带到这个地上。
Oh, how we see Joseph really caring for Mary and caring for the Lord.
我们看到约瑟是如何的在为玛利亚来关心，为主尽心。
Not caring about what other people may say.
他不在乎别人怎么讲。
Because the world will whisper.
因为这个世界他们要在你低声的说话。
Joseph, he knew the Lord had spoken to him.
我们知道约瑟他知道主已经向他说话
And he immediately obeyed the Lord.
他马上就在那里顺服了主
And we really see this all through Joseph's life.
我们在约瑟的一生我们就看到这一点
A real spirit of immediate obedience.
他带着一颗灵来马上来顺从
Not rationalizing.
他不是在那里到底来想一想
Maybe I can wait till this time or maybe I can do this.
他是不是认为他合理我可不可以等一等
But when the Lord had spoken to Joseph,
当主向约瑟说话的时候
He responded.
他马上就反应。
We see it later on in chapter 2 of Matthew.
我们在马太福音第二章我们看见。
In chapter 2 verse 14.
在第二章十四节。
After our Lord had been born.
我们主出生以后。
It says that Joseph had another dream.
约瑟就又有了一个梦。
And the angel at this time tells him to flee to Egypt so you won't get killed.
这个天使就跟他说你要逃往埃及去
And verse 14 says And he arose and took the child and his mother by night and departed from Egypt
十四节就说到约瑟就起来夜间带着小孩子和他母亲往埃及去
They had that dream
他们有了一个梦
Immediate obedience
马上他就顺服
And they got out of there
他们就离开了那里
They're over in Egypt
他们就到埃及去
And down in verse 21
到二十一节
Joseph has another dream
约瑟又有了一个梦
And they're told now, go back to Israel.
他就说起来回以色列去
And it says, he arose and took the child and his mother and they came back into the land of Israel.
就说约瑟就起来把小孩子和他母亲带到以色列地
We see over and over again within Joseph's life.
我们看见在约瑟的一生里面
Now when the Lord speaks, he obeys.
当主说话他就马上顺服
And this is so critical for us in these end days.
在这个末世在我们里面也非常非常重要
And when the Lord is telling us to do something,
当主向我们说你要做一件事情
we need to respond immediately to him.
我们一定要马上的反应
We can hear many testimonies through history.
我们在历史上我们听到很多这样的见证
of how the Lord has spoken to ones to flee from here, get out of here, don't go that way.
主他对那些人说你去那里你赶快逃命
And those ones that obeyed were saved.
那些顺从的人就被就得救
Over and over we hear of how the Lord spoke to different Jewish ones throughout Europe before World War II.
我们看主在这个二战以前向这个欧洲的以色列人说了很多这样的事情
Don't even go back home.
你不要回家
Just get on a train and get out of town.
你就搭上火车马上离开
and the ones that did that and left everything behind,
那些把一切都放在后背后的人
they were safe.
他们就 得救。
Some that went back to try to get the precious treasures of their home.
有些人他们回到家，把他们一些宝贝带上去。
Ended up in the concentration camp.
他们就来到了集中营。
Many testimonies throughout China.
在中国也有很多这样的见证。
Of how when the Lord says no, you need to go this way and not that way.
主对他们说，你要往这个方向去，不要去那个地方。
And ones that obey, they find how the Lord has watched over and kept them.
那些顺从的，他们就被主来保守。
Oh, in these days that we're living in, with evil increasing,
在这个地方，当我们看到越来越多的邪恶在增长，
we really need to know that still small voice within us.
我们一定要分辨我们里面那个小微小的声音，
and immediately respond to him.
我们要马上的有反应。
This is one who hastens the coming of the Lord.
这些人就能催促主的回来。
Now let's move on from Joseph and Mary and let's look at the shepherds now.
我们再看牧羊人。
Now we've got to go back over to Luke chapter 2.
我们再看到路加福音第二章。
As we look at Luke chapter 2, the story of the shepherds begins in verse 8.
在牧羊人的故事从第八节开始。
As we see here that these shepherds, they're out in the field.
我们看到在这些野地里面有牧羊人。
And we'll read verses 8 to 20.
我们读八到二十节。
And it says, In the same region there were some shepherds staying out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone all around them. And they were terribly frightened. And the angel said to them, Don't be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which shall be for all the people. For today in the city of David,There has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you, that you will find a baby wrapped in clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased. And it came about when the angels had gone away from them into heaven,That the shepherds began saying to one another, Let us go straight to Bethlehem then, and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. And they came in haste and found their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby as he lay in the manger. And when they had seen this, they made known the statements which had been told them about this child. And all who heard it wondered at the things which were told them by the shepherds.But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds went back, glorifying, praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as had been told them.
第八到二十节，在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊的人，夜间按着更次看守羊群。有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。那天使对他们说：“不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。”因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。忽然有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神，说在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。众天使离开他们升天去了。牧羊人彼此说，我们往伯利恒去看看所成的事，就是主所指示我们的。他们急忙去了，就看见玛利亚和约瑟，又有那婴孩卧在马槽里。既然看见，就把天使论这孩子的话传开了。凡听见了，就诧异牧羊之人对他们所说的话。玛利亚却把这一切的事存在心里，反复思想。牧羊人回去了，因所听见、所看见的一切事，正如天使向他们所说的，就归荣耀与神，赞美他。
As we consider these shepherds, most consider these shepherds as the ones that were watching over the flocks that were going into the temple.
当我们思量这些牧羊人，我们知道他们是在为这个圣殿里的羊在牧羊。
They were the shepherds that were watching over all of the flocks and everything that was going to be offered in the temple.
他们就在那里牧羊，可以让这些羊将来被带到圣殿里面献祭。
And to these faithful ones,
这些是忠心的人。
The true Lamb of God was revealed.
一个真的神的羔羊就向他们显启示。
Now this must have been a marvelous spectacle.
实在是一个非常奇妙的一个光景。
These guys are out in the field.
他们在野地里面。
Now in those days they didn't have any light pollution.
在那个地方没有光的这个污染。
They could see all the stars.
他们可以看见所有的星空。
And any night at all, it was beautiful under all of the stars of the heaven.
每一个晚上，他们都可以看见这个漂亮的天空。
But then all of a sudden, that one night,
突然那个晚上
，that angel appears.
那个天使显现。
Don't be afraid.
不要怕。
Always comes starts with that.
总是那样开始。
And he tells this angel declares them of how the Messiah Christ has been born.
他就跟他们说，这个弥赛亚就要降生。
And on the word of this testimony of Christ being born.
在这里，他就见证这个基督的诞生。
That whole multitude of a heavenly host burst forth singing and declaring and praising the Lord.
有一大堆的天兵就在那里赞美神。
This was more grandiose than any 4th of July display we could ever see.
这比每一个国庆日你要看到那个烟花的这个表演更壮观。
This was more dynamic than a New Year's Eve celebration.
这比新年晚前夜的那个庆祝更壮观。
All of the heavens were open up, and the glory of the Lord was just shining forth.
当天就打开了，所有的那个神的荣耀就显现。
Now, where was the glory of the Lord supposed to be?
神的荣耀应该在哪里？
It was supposed to be in Jerusalem, in that temple.
应该是在耶路撒冷的圣殿里面。
But the glory of the Lord shone forth to a few simple shepherds.
但是主的荣耀就向这些牧羊人显现。
And he conveyed that wonderful message to them.
他就把这个奇妙的信息告诉他们。
And you note in that spirit of immediate obedience, they went right away to Bethlehem.
我们也看到他们马上的顺服，他们就去了伯特利。
And they went and they shared with Joseph and Mary everything that they had heard.
他们就看见了玛利亚和约瑟和一切他们所听到的。
And also they were sharing with others.
他们也和别人来交通。
And one of the things we can see in these shepherds.
我们在这些牧羊人身上看见的。
Is that this was the first gospel band that was going forth.
他们实在是那个第一个传福音的乐队。
Because it says in verse 18.
因为在第十八节里面。
And all who heard what they were declaring wondered at the things that they were being told by the shepherds.
就提到凡听见的就诧异牧羊之人对他们所说的话。
Do we have a heart for the coming of the Lord?
我们有没有为主而来的一颗心？
If we do, we'll have a heart for the gospel in our time.
如果有的话，我们在今天我们就有传福音的这个
负担。These shepherds, they were out declaring the glorious gospel.
这些牧羊人他们在那里传荣耀的福音。
They were testifying of all that they had seen and heard.
他们就在那里为他们所听、所听、所见的来做见证。
And how the Lord desires that we be those that would declare and testify of His glorious gospel in this day.
我们神多么愿意我们今天我们是为他的荣耀来做见证。
Praise the Lord when we see ones coming to the Lord.
我们看有一次就从主那里来。
Taken out of that kingdom of darkness and brought into the kingdom of His beloved Son.
他就把我们从黑暗的权势带到他爱子的国度。
Would we be captured in a fuller and even greater way that His gospel go forth?
我们能不能让他的福音传得更大？
This is the one who has a heart for the hastening of the coming of the Lord.
这些人就是为主的再来，为主的来临来催促。
If we're talking about the Lord coming,
如果我们在那里说主要来，
it also says there in Peter,
在彼得，
the Lord doesn't desire that any perish.
主不愿意一人沉沦。
He wants them, as we see, as we're praying for that Lord to return.
他愿意我们都在那里为主的再来而祷告。
At that same time, we're praying that none would perish.
我们也在那里祷告，不愿意一人来沉沦。
That the blindness would be removed from their eyes.
愿意在他们的心里面的那个瞎眼被除去。
That the sin that they're trapped in.
那些他们被包围的那些罪
they would be set free from that bondage,
他们要从那个被奴役的里面
and brought into the kingdom of our beloved Lord and Savior Jesus Christ,
把我们带到我们救主耶稣基督的国里面。
Oh yeah, it's so often what we see within assemblies like us,
我们有时候在我们这样的聚会的里面
we have ones that we're going to focus on building the house,
我们看有一些人在那里注意来建立这个家。
And praise God, we should be concerned with building the house.
感谢主，我们也应该是关心建造神的家。
But do we have that same concern for the gospel that more material would come into the house?
我们有没有这样的心，让更多的来建造神的家的材料带进来？
Sometimes we look at the sharing the gospel and building the house as an either or question.
我们有时候觉得我们或者做这个，或者做那个。
It's not an either or.
不是或这个或这个。
It's both.
是两样都有。
When the house is built,
当这个家被建造，
the testimony is bright,
这个见证就很明亮。
And one's come in.
有些人进来。
As one's come in.
当多人进来。
They're built up.
他们就被建造起来。
Oh, it's a living process that the Lord is desiring to be manifest among the people of God in this hour.
就是这个，在这个时代，神要在我们这样一个活的一个见证做出来。
It's not an either-or question.
不是或者这个或者那个的这样的问题。
It's a oneness of His heart.
而是他心里面的合一。
Oh, may that glorious gospel go forth in the fullness in this day and time.
愿意在今天让他荣耀的福音被传出来。
That many sons will be brought to glory.
愿神的众子都被带到荣耀里面。
Praise God for this first shepherd.For this first gospel band made up of shepherds.
赞美神，我们看到这里有一个第一个福音的乐队。
And the Lord would use us in a similar way.
主也同样的用到我们。
Now let's continue on and let's look at a Simeon.
我们再看西缅。
Now as we, after our Lord Jesus had been born,
主的诞生以后。
There came about 40 days after he had been born.
大概40天以后,
they were taking him to the temple to make the offerings required for newborn.
他们就把他带到圣殿里面,把头生的儿子献给神。
And Mary and Joseph came in and they made that offering of two young, of the let me see. It says in verse 24, and to offer a sacrifice according to what was said in the law, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons.
玛利亚和约瑟就照着律法上所说，用一对斑鸠或者两只雏鸽献祭。
And while they were there in the temple,
当他们在圣殿里面，
as we look in verse 25, there was this dear one, Simeon.
我们看到这样一个可爱的人叫西面。
It says, "Behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit."That he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to carry out for him the custom of the law, then he took him into his arms and blessed God and said, Now, Lord, thou dost let thy bondservant depart in peace according to thy word. For my eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared in the presence of all the peoples.A light of revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel.
在耶路撒冷有一个人名叫西面，这人又公义又虔诚，素常盼望以色列的安慰者来到，又有圣灵在他身上。他得了圣灵的启示，知道自己未死以前必看见主所立的基督。他受了圣灵的感动，进入圣殿，正遇见耶稣的父母抱着孩子进来，要照律法的规矩办理。西面就用手接过来称颂神，说主啊，如今可以照你的话释放仆人安然去世，因为我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩，就是你在万民面前所预备的，要照亮是照亮外邦人的光，又是你民以色列的荣耀。
Now this was, it's a precious testimony of Simeon.
在这里我们就看到西缅的一个美丽的见证。
Now the Holy Spirit records of him, he is righteous and devout.
圣灵就在这里记载下来说他又公义又虔诚。
And what is he looking for?
他在盼望什么?
Is he looking out for himself?
他是不是盼望自己有得到一些什么?
No, he's looking for that consolation of Israel.
不,他在那里盼望以色列的安慰者。
He's not being self-centered.
他不是只是关注自己。
But he's there, his heart is for the things of the Lord.
他是在为主的事情来注意。
Now this man, he had been entrusted with something very precious.
在那里也有一个很宝贝的事情交托给他。
The Lord had spoken to him through the Holy Spirit.
因为主借着圣灵向他说话。
That he was not going to die until he saw the Christ, the Messiah.
在他死以前必看见主所立的弥赛亚。
This speaks volumes of the character of Simeon.
这就极大的说出了西缅的他的品格。
That the Lord could trust him with saying that to him.
因为我们的主可以信任他，把这些话交给他。
Because the Lord knew Simeon wasn't going to tell anybody.
他知道西缅不会到处乱说。
He was going to be watching.
他在那里警醒。
Now what would happen today if someone told somebody that you're not going to die until the Lord's second coming?
如果有一个人今天主跟他说，你死以前要看见主再来。
Well, I'm afraid in much of Christendom today.
我不害怕在我们这个很多的基督教的里面。
Nobody in this room.
当然不是我。
In much of Christendom today, the first thing you do is open a website.
这个人一定要做第一件事情就是开一个网站。
And you would start advertising, look what the Lord has spoken to me.
他就在那里宣扬说，你看主向我说了这话。
And if you want to share in this blessing,
如果你愿意在这个祝福里面有份，
we accept PayPal, just send your money.
你可以通过你 PayPal 来给我送钱。
Just send money and we'll share in the blessing with you.
如果你给我钱的话，我就可以把这个福气来跟你分享。
So much of Christianity is so corrupted.
在基督教里面有很多的腐败。
Oh, but there was one of Simeon who had such a precious word spoken to him, and he treasured it in his heart.
但是对西缅来说，有这么宝贵的一句话告诉他，他就是把它珍藏在心里。
We can just imagine Simeon as he'd go to that temple every day.
我们就记得看见西缅每天去圣殿里面。
Many babies came into that temple.
每天有很多的小孩子来到圣殿里。
All those parents were coming in and they were making that sacrifice.
他被他们父母抱进来，来在那里献祭。
I wonder, we don't know how long he was there.
我们不知道他在里面等了多久。
Looking for that consolation of Israel, looking to see if one of these babies would be the Messiah.
他在那里等以色列的安慰者，他要找那么一个小孩是要做弥赛亚。
He would be there and he'd see him going through the sacrifices.
他就在那里看他们做这样的献祭。
And didn't.No, that's not it.
他就说，哦，这个不是。
Day after day after day.
一天过去，一天又来。
Being faithful.
他在那里忠心。
But then one day.
突然那么一天。
This young couple walks in.
这一个年轻的一个父母进来。
And there's this baby.
怀里有这么一个孩子。
How did Simeon recognize the Lord?
西缅是怎么知道那是主？
He recognized the life in that child.
他看见在那个小孩子里面的生命。
Outwardly, this baby looked like all the other babies.
你看见这个孩子像别的孩子一模一样。
But inwardly, there was a life that Simeon knew.
但是在他的里面有这么一个生命，西缅可以看见。
Simeon had a relationship with the Lord.
西缅和主有一个关系。
He knew what God's life was like.
他知道主的生命应该是怎样。
And when this child came in, carried by his parents,
当这个孩子被他的父母抱进来，
oh, that life responded. He said, that's the life. That's the one.
那个生命就在那里沟通说，就是这一个。
Brothers and sisters, do we recognize his life today?
弟兄姊妹们，我们能不能认识到他的生命？
There's so many things going on in the name of Christ.
有很多是奉主的名，这些事情在进行。
The Christ is here, Christ is there.
说基督在这里，基督也在那里。
You can have a Christian yoga class.
你可以有人在基督瑜伽的课。
Christian exercise.
你可以有基督教的一些运动。
And we see the name Christian on everything.
我们在任何的上面都看到有基督。
But when you look at it,
当你仔细看的时候，
do we see his life in it?
我们有没有看见里面有他的生命？
Or is it a different spirit?
还是有一个别的灵？
Now, this is why in the days and while it's still called today, we need to make the most of every opportunity we have to learn of him.
所以这就是为什么今天我们还要抓住每一个机会来多学习他。
That we would know his voice.
我们可以来认识他的声音。
That we'd recognize that life.
我们可以认识到那个生命。
I often we tell a story of how we were in LA one time.
我愿意讲我们在 LA 的一次故事，一个故事。
And we were following somebody to a meeting.
我们跟着一些人去开会。
And I got distracted from following them.
有些人就把我打扰我，我就没有在没有跟上他们。
And when I looked up, there was two identical cars right in front of me.
在我前面就有两辆车一模一样。
There were Mazda MPVs. I still remember that.
我还就是那个马自达这样。
And we looked inside, and there was four people inside each car.
我再往前看，这前面的两辆车里面都有同样
的人。Was a mother, father, and two children.
都是有爸爸妈妈和两个孩子。
Well, how could we tell the difference?
我们怎么样看分出来？
We didn't memorize the license plate.
当然我们没有记得他那个牌照。
But how could we tell the difference?
我们怎么看出它的差别？
We knew the life in one of the vehicles, but we didn't know the life in the other one.
我们知道在一个车里面的生命，但是我们不知道另外一个车里面的生命。
And we follow life, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，我们来这里追随生命。
The Lord is showing us himself every day.
主在每天都向我们显现。
And we need to learn to have this intimate relationship with him.
我们要跟他有一个很亲密的关系。
This is what a Simeon had.
这就是西缅所有的。
That in the midst of that temple where all that corruption was.
在那个圣殿里面有很多腐败的事情发生。
When a child like any of the others came in.
有一个孩子像别的孩子一样。
He recognized the life.
他马上就认识到那个生命。
And we need to be recognizers of life in this day and time.
我们在今天，我们要作为生命的我们认识他。
This is the heart of ones that hasten the coming of the Lord.
这样就是那些可以来催促主回来的人的心。
And when Simeon saw that,
当西缅看见的时候
，He said, "Ah, now I can depart and be with my Lord."
他说，我现在可以去世去见主。
His eyes had seen the salvation of the world.
因为他眼睛已经看见那个世界的世上的救恩。
Because it's wonderful what he says in these verses.
因为在他所说的话实在奇妙。
He was declaring Christ as the Messiah, not just to the Jews.
因为他在那里宣告，耶稣不仅仅是以色列的救主。
He had prepared it for all peoples and for the Gentiles.
因为这是神为万民所预备的，为外邦人也预备。
What a revelation he had.
是何等的一个启示。
Because he had that relationship with the Lord.
因为他与主有那样的关系。
He knew God's heart.
他知道神的心。
Would we know his heart in this day and time?
我们今天我们知不知道他的心？
Finally, let's look at Anna.
最后我们再看亚拿。
And we see dear Anna in verses 36 to 38.
我们看见亚拿在36到38节。
And it says, And there was a prophetess Anna.The daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with a husband 7 years after her marriage, and then as a widow at the age of 84. And she never left the temple, serving night and day with fastings and prayers. And at the very moment she came up and began giving thanks to God, and continued to speak of him to all those who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem.
又有女先知名叫亚拿。是亚瑟支派法内利的女儿，年纪已经老迈，从做童女出嫁的时候同丈夫住了7年就寡居了，现在已经84岁，并不离开圣殿进食祈求，昼夜侍奉神。正当那时，她进前来称谢神，将孩子的事对一切盼望耶路撒冷得救赎的人讲说。
Dear Anna was there, a prophetess who was serving in the temple every day.
亲爱的亚拿，他在那里，在圣殿里面每天的侍奉神。
Even though the Lord had not spoken for 400 years,
虽然神没有在400年里面说话
，she was still able to share what the Lord had already spoken.
他在那里还可以在那里分享神已经说的话。
And she was living a life separated unto the Lord.
他在那里活着一颗分别为圣的生活。
You see that life of devotion to the Lord.
你看见他是在那里向着神热心。
And she was undistracted in her service.
他在他的侍奉里面不被干扰。
She was serving day and night.
他在白天和黑夜里面侍奉。
In that caring and her total devotion to the Lord.
就在那里带着对神完全的奉献。
Now it says that she was fasting and through fasting and prayers.
这里说到他禁食祈求。
But she was not only, I don't think it was just related to food.
但是我觉得那不是只是食物上的。
Because it was many of the natural desires of her own life.
因为这是我们生命里面很多我们自然的渴望。
Because it says that she had been there since she was a widow.
但是他那里说，自从她守寡以后就一直在那里。
Now oftentimes we can say, oh, well, she was just this old lady. She didn't have anything else to do, so she'd go to the temple every day and pray.
有时候你就说，她只是年老了，没有什么事情可做，所以她就到圣殿里去。
But when did she start this service?
她是什么时候开始的？
She started it when she was a young widow.
当她年轻的时候守寡就开始了。
When she was a young widow and her husband passed away.
当她还很年轻的时候，她的丈夫就去世。
She overcame that loneliness of widowhood.
她就战胜了那个寡居的孤独。
And allowed the Lord and His house to become the priority in her life.
他就让这个神的殿成为他的生命里的首要。
How she was so given unto Him.
他把他自己如何的献给神。
And in the spite of everything that was going on in the temple.
在不论是在圣殿里发生什么事情。
Outwardly, as we said, the temple there was much outward activity.
有外面很多的这些行为。
But there was so much hypocrisy.
有很多的伪善。
And so much.Things that really grieve the Lord's heart.
有很多在那里伤神心的事情。
But she persisted in serving the Lord.
但是她在那里持续的持守侍奉神。
She knew that her labor was not in vain.
她知道她的努力不会白费。
Reminds us of a verse in 1 Corinthians 15.
在哥林多前书一章十五节。
We're encouraged. Paul is encouraging those in Corinth.
保罗就在那里鼓励在哥林多的人。
He calls them beloved brethren.
他叫他们亲爱的弟兄们。
Be steadfast and immovable.
你要在那里 稳守，不要动摇。
Always abounding in your work of the Lord.
在那里坚守你为主的工作。
Knowing that your labor is not in vain.
知道你的劳苦不会白费。
Anna knew that her labor was not in vain.
亚拿知道她的劳苦不会白费。
And she had to, in the service that we see in Anna was an enduring service.
我们看见亚拿她的侍奉是在那里忍受的侍奉。
She didn't have a lot of outward encouragement.
她在外面没有很多的鼓励。
In fact, many in the temple, they maybe laughed at her every day.
也许在圣殿里很多人在那里嘲笑她。
Oh, here comes this weird old lady who's coming here and pray and fast every day.
他们说看见你看着前面这个一个老怪异的老太太，她每天在这里进食。
Even ridiculed by the priests and the others in the temple.
他们甚至被别人在那里嘲笑她。
But she was still faithful.
但是她还是忠心。
And she continued all the way through.
她一直在那里忠心。
Still seeking and encouraging others that were looking for that redemption of Israel.
她在那里就鼓励那些寻求耶路撒冷得救赎的人。
And that's why you see that joy within her heart.
你又可以看见她心里面的那个喜乐。
As she says in verse 38.
因为在三十八节里面
，At that very moment she came up，
在那一刻她就来进前来。
And she, when she saw this child, she began giving thanks to the Lord。
她看见那个孩子，她就在称谢神。
There was a joy. She recognized who this child was。
她就看见这个孩子是谁，她就喜乐。
And she testified. She worshipped the Lord。
她在那里做见证，来从敬拜神。
And testified to all the others that were looking for that consul redemption of Jerusalem.
她对一切盼望耶路撒冷得救赎的人讲说
：“This is the one that has a heart for the hastening of the coming of the Lord.”
这就是那些能催促主回来的人的心。
Are we willing to have that spirit of enduring service even when we're not appreciated?
虽然别人不能理解，我们能不能带着那么一颗持守的心？
Enduring service when we don't get much outward encouragement.
虽然外面没有很多的鼓励，但是我们内里面我们有那么持续的心。
Is our service based upon how much feedback we get from others?
我们的侍奉是听别人的对我们的反馈吗？
Or is our service based on a desire to satisfy our master's heart?
还是我们的侍奉是建立在我们愿意来满足主的心的上面呢？
And one way we can say that Anna echoed the same words that Mary did.
我们有时候看到亚拿他只是在那里反映玛利亚的话。
Behold your bondservant, be it done unto me according to your word.
他你说到就照着我是你的使女，就照你情愿照你的话呈在我的身上。
All of these ones that we've looked at,
这些人我们都看见了。
They had found the Lord to be enough in their life.
他们知道主的生命在他们里面就足够。
And not just barely enough.
不是仅仅足够。
But there was an abundance that each one of them had touched.
而且是在他们里一个都是丰丰富富的被摸着。
And it encouraged them and enabled them to go on in spite of all of the difficulties and circumstances that they faced.
不管他们面临何等的困难，那一点就足够让他们往前走。
And brethren, as we're sitting here in this day and time,
弟兄们，当我们今天我们坐在这里
，and as we're seeking the Lord's coming.
我们在等主的回来。
We have much to learn from those that were there at His first coming.
我们从这些在主第一次来的那个时候所在的那些人身上有很多要学习的。
And we really do pray.
我们也
that we would allow the Holy Spirit to be searching our hearts.
我们也愿意圣灵来查验我们的心。
That we could be found as a people that would be hastening His return.
我们在他的眼里面成为来催促他再来的人。
Are there those areas in our life that are hindering Him?
我们心里面有没有那一些小方面来阻挡这个？
He doesn't want just part of our life.
他不愿意只要我们一部分。
He wants all our life.
他愿意我们生命的全部。
We sing all to Jesus, I surrender.
我们要说我们主耶稣，我们把一切都要降服给你。
He wants our all and in all given unto Him.
他愿意把我们的一切都交给他。
And that by His grace and mercy we can continue to be faithful all the way through.
靠着他的恩典和怜悯，我们一直可以忠心。
And where were these ones faithful?
这些在哪里？这些忠心的人在哪里
？They were faithful right in their daily lives, right where they were.
他们在他们每天的普通的生活里面忠心。
None of them were doing anything special.
他们没有做什么特别的。
They were just going through the normal routine of life as they were, whether young or old.
他们不管年轻年老，在他们每天的生活里面，他们就忠心。
And in that, the Lord was able to work in them.
在那里，主就在他们里面做工。
May we be available to the Lord that He can work in us in our daily lives, right where we are.
愿意我们自己可以一样让主在我们每天的生活里面工作。
To His glory and honor.
因为是为着他的荣耀和尊贵。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Lord, we've said it before, but we are so thankful that it is still called today.
主，我们感谢你，因为实在在有今日。
Because, Lord, we see how short we just see where we are.
主，我们只是看见我们在这里。
And Lord, we see where you desire us to be.
主，我们也看见你愿意我们在哪里。
We're thankful you're a merciful God.
主，我们感谢你是怜悯的神。
And Lord, as we would consider your second coming,
主，当我们在这里思量你的再来。
Lord, we want to be offering ourselves afresh unto you.
主，我们愿意把我们每一个人新鲜的奉献给你。
To make ourselves available to you, that you could do that work of conforming us to your image.
让我们腾空自己，可以让你在我们里面做奇妙的工作。
And that we could, in a very fresh way, capture the spirit of being faithful in our daily lives unto you.
在我们每天生命里面，我们都新鲜的抓住我们的生活。
Lord, we're thankful for your great love.
主，我们感谢你对我们的大爱。
We're thankful for Calvary.
主，我们感谢你在加利山。
We're thankful for the promise of your soon return.
我们主也感谢你再回来的应许。
And we simply want to be found cooperating with you.
主，我们愿意在你的眼里面，你看见我们是和你配合。
And hastening your return.
还催促你的回来。
In thy name we pray.
奉你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.